Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Football Focus Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Stokes. Some of you will know me as the Foot Coach. And today I'm joined by what will hopefully become regular voices and names to you all. I'm going to go around the table, let everybody introduce themselves. Start off with Dryside. Dryside, tell the people who you are.
Yes, I am Dryside. What else is there to say? You may have heard my voice before in a previous podcast from a few years ago, and I had the bug again, got the itch, so I had to scratch that scab off. But I'm back. I'm glad to be back.
Scabs. Nice start. Rob, tell the people about yourself.
Hello. Yeah, I'm Rob, or On The Rob. I stream FIFA on Twitch under that handle. And yeah, I have got absolutely nothing interesting to say other than that I play FIFA. And I'm a Leeds United fan.
I've got something interesting to say. You're from the greater Manchester area and you support Leeds United.
No, incorrect. But I'm not from Leeds, but my family are from Leeds and that is why I am Leeds. And I do live on the wrong side of the Pennines in Manchester. You are correct in that part.
Well, that's in what part am I wrong?
Well, my place of birth was not Manchester. But I'm not telling you what it is because you'll be asking for my mother's maiden name and then you'll be asking for my and then I'll have... You'll be in my bank account and, yeah, I'm not.
I already am. And last but not least, Spice, our trading expert.
Yeah, I'm Spice. I'm a content creator, YouTube. I basically just share tips, tricks, and how to make coins so people don't have to spend their hard-earned cash on FIFA points.
Yeah, he's basically here so that we don't have to join a trading Patreon or anything. We're just going to take advantage of Spice's knowledge and make millions of coins, hopefully along with the rest of you. Right, fellas, the game's out. We've had a chance to play it. Most of us have actually played each other, haven't we? I think I haven't played Spice. I think that's the only matchup we haven't had. But yeah, we've had a bit of a laugh. We've got used to the game. What are we thinking so far?
I don't want to, obviously, you know, talk about being unbeaten or anything, but I am. I am unbeaten in this podcast arena, so I will just.
You got very
that.
Lucky.
You make your own luck in this game,
3-2. I was robbed. I was robbed by On The Rob.
They were tight games. You're all good players. I think the big thing with this game at the moment for me is the whole old gen versus new gen. And I feel like a broken record banging on about it all the time. But I was on old gen on 22 and now I'm on new and it's just very different. And I want to play new gen. I want to get used to it and do it. But old gen keeps trying to call me back. So,
game's only been out 4 days, Rob.
I know. I feel like I've been on it for months. I've aged a lot. I've got grey hairs from it already, though. But, yeah, I'm trying to persist with new gen. I don't know about you.
As someone
others,
who used old gen last year, Rob, I got to say, I like the new gen much better this year. I think you got to give it a few more days, at least. Maybe a few more weeks. A
couple of hours, Rob, you know.
But honestly, I change. At 1 minute I hate something, the next minute I love it. I am very, what's the word? Temperamental. However, one thing I will say is I did think left stick dribbling was dead, but actually I think that with better cards it's not dead. So for example, Rafinha, who's one of my favourite cards I've used so far, he can left stick dribble. So I think it is just I think once you start using the better cards, then left stick dribbling will be more influential, prevalent, or whatever.
I've kind of found that as well. I think I was pretty down on it to start with, but to be honest, I think a lot of it is about how you actually use the stick. You can't use it the same as we did last year. And again, Rob, especially if you played a lot of old gen last year and you've come to new gen, you will find that the dribbling is really different anyway. You can't make the sort of choppy, jerky movements that you could make last year where your players would respond because they just don't. You're making these inputs and nothing happens, but...
And that's the problem because you get so used to that. So
I'm enjoying
right
it so far. I think it's good. I think it's pretty well balanced.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where you come into a new game, it's always refreshing no matter what. And you kind of see things, you want to learn new things. I don't know about you guys, maybe the whole thing about the left stick dribbling and things, but that is obviously we're playing with lesser players compared to playing with 99 rated players 2 weeks ago if you played on through FIFA. But as well as that, I think you need to look a bit more into the stats this year to really see what players are doing what. I know we talked off pod about kind of certain players and how it affects them, and I think that really is a big thing. Now you've really got to look under the bonnet and will really shape your team differently, and with the whole new chem style, which again we'll talk about, and how it shapes your team rather than just having the very much the
It's a
nucleus
massive tip. I
team.
mean, we've always got to bear in mind, we tend to talk on these podcasts as if everybody's been playing FIFA for years like we have. But one of the first pieces of advice that I'd give to anybody who's just starting out is, and it's a mistake, we probably all made it when we first started playing. When you're looking at the stats, don't be drawn in by the stats on the card itself, the face value stats. Get yourself to a database website like FootWiz, footwiz.com. And you'll get a list of all the stats. So you can bring them up in game pretty much now, can't you? Most of the stats, you can click in the right thumbstick and check out exactly what the stats are. I found something interesting out about chemistry actually with running styles just before we came on here. We'll get on to that in a bit, but I was wondering what you guys are thinking about this ones to watch team.
I like it. I think it's a good balance. I mean, last year we saw a lot of promos where there'd be a couple good cards, the rest are all pretty crap. But I mean, you also have to say they're the same ratings as the gold cards, but I like the little upgrades they did. They have like the World Cup upgrade, they have the wins to watch. I think it's interesting. I like that they switched it up because in previous years, ones to watch has been stale. I mean, you don't look at them after 2 weeks.
I know why you like it though. Who did you pack in yours?
Sadio Mane.
That's why you like it. So
Yeah.
when I get Tolisso, then I won't like it as much as you
Hey,
do.
mate, it could be worse. I've packed some of your junk.
Big. Oh, I was going to say big Tyler Adams. He's
Little
definitely
Tyler
not big.
Adams.
Well, he might be.
Little
Little Tyler
useless
Adams.
Tyler Adams. Oh, don't get me,
Hey,
I'm sure he's great in real life, Rob. Let's not, I don't want to upset you this
he's
early.
good in real life, but yeah. No, that card's not. Well, 80 pace. He might be all right. Will we win? What do we need to? What do Leeds need to win? 3 in 10? Probably not.
They've
Probably not.
changed the requirements, haven't they, for an upgrade?
I believe it's 3 wins out of what, 8 or 9, 10 matches, something like that. And then if their nation wins at least one game in the World Cup, they get an upgrade. And then obviously their in-form boost, so they get into Team of the Week.
It actually gives it a good mix, though, the fact that, because obviously Haaland isn't in the World Cup, so it gives that chance for other players to kind of catch up with players that, Jesus could be an interesting one.
I forgot Haaland's not at the World Cup. That's a travesty, that, isn't it? That's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy could have went to 90. The power curve would have went through the ceiling if he was in the World Cup. Like 99 by
EA don't
January.
want Haaland to have such a high-rated card at this stage, do they? And I understand that because, I mean, one question I don't know: why wasn't he Premier League Player of the Month? Was he wasn't nominated, was he?
I think it was for the last one was for August, so I think he should be
Oh, right.
nominated for the September one, which we'll get in the middle of October.
Next month? Yeah.
So if you win September's, what card would you get in FIFA?
I want to say 89. Should be.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know.
He's going to dominate the game anyway, isn't he? Whatever way we look
Yeah,
at
he
it.
will get a lot of special cards. Let's be honest. And he's going to re break all kind of
I did
records.
wonder why on Footbin it said that he was lengthy. I was wondering if what they were doing with that, but I think Steve's got something there.
Yeah, it's there's actually some EA pitch notes on it which are very much worth reading. Sorry, I'm slightly distracted. I'm just trying to clear up exactly what the upgrade requirements are for all the ones to watch. It is 3 out of 8 domestic matches. They get a one-time upgrade if they win, as I say, 3 out of their 8. And also at the World Cup, they can get an upgrade if the national team wins a game. So yeah, exactly what you're saying about Haaland. People need to take that into account. I wonder if they are really.
Haaland's price would say otherwise.
Yeah, well, what is he now? I mean, it's a three-star card for heaven's sake. And what's it going for, Spice?
I want to say yesterday it was up to 1.2 million. If I take a quick look, it's probably something very similar. It's ridiculous for a three-star guy that you probably won't even remember has a ones to watch,
Yeah.
because all his other versions will be much cheaper than this.
I mean, it's going to get the one-time upgrade because City are going to win 3 out of the next 8 matches. But then what?
Yeah, but no World Cup upgrade. Just kind of defeats the purpose of it, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, I digressed. You wanted to know about running styles, Rob. Check out the pitch notes. They do a pretty good job of explaining it all. It's basically you've got three running styles. You have got explosive, lengthy, and controlled. Basically, explosive means that the player with that is going to be quick to get off the mark, but will be slower on a long run. So that'll be somebody like Vinicius Jr. would be an example. Lengthy means that they're going to be slower to start the run, but will gradually reach max speed on a long run. They're basically able to maintain top speed over a longer distance, but it takes them a while to get there. And the most common one is controlled, which means that the player basically behaves as his stats will. So not too much of a differentiation over whether they get off the mark particularly quickly or whether they keep up the top speed. It's just sort of what you'd expect. But the one thing that I found out about this that a lot of people probably aren't aware of is that you're not married to a certain acceleration type. Benzema is a good example. His acceleration type is controlled, but if you want to make him faster, you would think, right, I'll slap a Hunter on him. That's what we've always done traditionally. Funnily enough, though, you can change him from controlled to lengthy, which would arguably make him faster over a longer distance, same as Haaland, by applying an architect.
All
It's
right.
strange the way that it's all based on agility and strength, really. But we'll try and come up with something a little bit more specific about it. But yeah, I think you can, if you go onto FootWiz, I think that if you apply different chem cards, you'll be able to see how the acceleration style is changed. But yeah, just something to bear in mind because I don't think it's really out there at this point. So.
That's the first time I've seen it today.
It's only the two, lengthy and controlled.
Are you lengthy, Dryside?
Very. You see me? You're little.
I'm controlled.
Nobody's going to want to own up to being explosive, are they?
That is the first time I've heard that, to be fair, then, yeah. So that's interesting. And you can kind of tell. And now you say it kind of makes sense with what I've seen when I've played against Haaland. You know, getting up to speed over distance, he definitely does that, and that makes sense now I've heard
I
that.
mean, we talked about this in a bit of depth in the previous podcast that I recorded with the Aussie pro player FootWiz Dylan, and he's actually, when you look at other strikers that have the lengthy running style, accelerate style as they call it, it's a mixed bag of fairly average players really, and Haaland is just a bit of a freak. So it's, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how it plays out. We don't really know enough about it at this stage, I think, but it's going to be interesting to see how much of a factor these accelerate styles really are. I think that it'll affect how you use a player when we do get used to it. I don't know. We'll see. It's still early in the game, but there's still quite a lot I'm getting used to be quite honest with you.
Sorry, I was just going to say, does that not make major improvements or steps forward for players like if he would potentially would have been, as we would have seen in previous FIFAs, unusable? The likes of a Toni Kroos, who had this kind of stat on him, could really improve his agility back and forward in the midfield as a CM.
Yeah, technically it could, but I think that Toni Kroos is basically slower than erosion, isn't he? I don't think any.
That's
Yeah.
also true.
It'll be interesting with defenders because Rudiger's lengthy, for example.
Most are.
Right, okay. So it might come to a point though where there's a certain meta around it where you want explosive defender, if there'll ever be an explosive defender, I don't know, but that could play a part then. So there's more to it now than just, like you said, whacking a shadow on every centre back you get, and so it's good really that. It's more in depth.
I've got slightly bad news for your theory there, Rob.
There's no explosive defenders, is that what you're going to tell me?
Well, there are, but the highest rated is the right wing back, Portuguese Sporting Lisbon, Ricardo Sousa Escaio, who obviously we're all familiar with.
Yeah, very good player. Very,
He's
very good
rated
player.
76 overall, and his pace on the base stats is 69.
So most centre backs are controlled or lengthy then. And lengthy might mean it takes them a little bit longer to get going, so that could be, that's interesting. I might have to start taking that into account then when I'm picking defenders.
Yeah, I think it's certainly something to keep an eye on. But again, I don't think that it's one of these things, I think, where we're just going to have to suck it and see, so to speak. But yeah, you're right. It's generally speaking, centre backs have a they're either lengthy or controlled. I mean, you'd think, I suppose, if people are going to say that Haaland is such a handful with his lengthy running style, you'd expect, you know, it'd make sense to match it up, wouldn't it? You know, if you're going to have a controlled centre back marking a controlled striker, I guess.
Has anyone used any very good centre backs yet?
Used Koulibaly, and he's extremely solid. Extremely solid. Everything you need in a centre back. And he's always been like that. You've got pace, strength, defensive awareness, tackling, step in,
He's got that body type, hasn't he?
Yeah, there's limited top quality centre backs, especially in the Prem. And I use him alongside Varane. They're both very, very similar in that way.
Premier League centre back that I've used, Dylan recommended him in the gameplay chat that we did. Again, if you haven't listened to it, check it out. It is if you're just getting to grips with FIFA 23, I'm not just saying that because it's a football focused podcast, but it really will help you. There's a lot of really good advice from one of the world's top players in there, and me. I also turned up, but yeah, he recommended Diego Carlos, who's always pretty solid, and as a budget player. And I've tried him out today, and I can see why he's recommending him. He's for a starter squad as a budget player. He's under 5K. He's decent. I'm impressed with him.
I like Araujo at Barcelona, the centre back. I've probably butchered his name there, but he's a good cheap beast.
Talking of cheap beasts, it's almost as if we've got a running schedule. Well done, Rob. Rob's particularly
Thank you.
proud of mentioning
Thank
that.
you. Yeah.
Has anyone else used any cheap beasts?
Are we talking under 10K or
Yeah, that'll do.
Lamar?
Mark Lamar?
Not the singer. No.
Oh.
Thomas, is it? At Atletico, the centre mid. He's very good.
He is. He's flexible as well. You can play him out on the wing or through the middle, and he's got enough defensive stats to do a job both places.
He's a bit of a box to box, and I feel like the game lacks box to box midfielders at the early stage because they're either decent at one or the other, aren't they? Or a bit average at everything, but yeah, he's a good one. Muriel as well as a cheap one. He's a very good striker.
Going back to Lamar as well, I don't really want to go too much into chemistry because it's just an absolute shit show, and trying to explain it on a podcast is just a recipe for disaster. But if you are trying to build any kind of hybrid team that involves La Liga, particularly a budget team, Lamar links nicely to Correa.
Yeah, he's very good.
Correa's excellent as well, so little chem tip there. Has anyone looked at these SBCs that we've got so far, the player SBCs? Because we've got Rashford, Player of the Month. We've got Kim Min-jae in the Serie A, Player of the Month. And we've got the Kessie ones to watch now, haven't we? Is anyone tempted by any of
No.
them?
The Kim Min-jae one is they're all really bad value, honestly. I'm someone that likes to look at every SBC in terms of value, so there probably won't be many SBCs that I will do this year, but these ones are just horrible at the start. I mean, who honestly has 50K to blow on a Serie A center back when you can go and pick up Skriniar for a fraction of that price? It makes no sense to me.
I mean, it's understandable. They can't throw out cards that are really high rated at this point of the game because it's going to ruin the power curve. So, it's understandable that they're not stat laden.
But take a look at like the previous FIFAs. We got Pukki in the first month, his Player of the Month SBC. It only costs like 12, 13, 14K. It's very cheap. And even, what was it, 2 years ago or something like that, Jamie Vardy came out and he was extremely cheap too. And
Lucas Moura, everybody used that. Well, everybody used all of these cards. You saw them in every damn squad you played.
but they weren't even high rated. They're just cheap. And I think that's just not the case this year. And it's kind of just unappealing for me, at least.
I agree.
An 84 rated Rashford, do you honestly think somebody's going to still be using that card, paying 142,000 at today's prices in a month or two's time? No way. I don't think they will. At this stage in the game, it's at 142,000 coins can be used, get you a whole squad and a very good squad at that. So not for me. Not today.
The only one I'd argue is maybe worth it is Kessié, but Ivory Coast aren't in the World Cup, right?
Ivory Coast didn't qualify for the World Cup, so no, you're right, I suppose.
So, I mean, maybe Barcelona get their win and he goes to 86, but even him, he's 90K. I mean, maybe he's worth it because he's got decent stats, 82 defending, 87 physical, and 78 pace, and the lengthy running type. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, I mean, he's not horrible, but I don't know. You guys are the gameplay experts here.
I'm just gonna make a team full of lengthy players just for my own banter, humor, just because I'm a child.
If you held a gun to my head, I would definitely, out of the three of them at this stage, I would be swayed towards the Kessie side of things. If I had to pick one of the SBCs, that would be the one I would say to recommend somebody. You know what? If you run a La Liga team, because he's hard links as well with his nation, but that would be the one I would say. Yeah, if you've got the spare fodder, maybe.
Barcelona are going pretty well as well this season, aren't they? They've turned it around a bit. Xavi's got them going a bit, so he's got every chance of getting those three wins out of eight.
He'll be a beast at CDM at this stage, and like you say, links with Rafinha, that Carajo, Kessie, 100%, if I had to pick one of those three, but I probably won't do any of them.
The thing that worries me about Kessie, if anything, is with left stick dribbling being so, shall we say, underpowered, you wouldn't want to take too long on the ball with him because he's a big old unit and he's always been clunky in other FIFAs, hasn't he? So I dread to think what he'll feel like in this one.
I've noticed a lot of CDMs like that at the minute, which is normal. You know, I use Pellegrini and he's the same, but he's good at tackling. Thomas Delaney I used at CDM, he was clunky but good at tackling. It's just win the ball back, pass it off to someone better at this stage, isn't it?
Definitely. Which is the way, I mean, that's realistic, yeah. So no problem with that.
I was going to say, be very careful as well. One word of advice to people when they're picking a one-to-watch card, go back and look at the previous games that player has played. Kessie, I think, in the last four games has played 21 minutes.
Mm.
So that would say a lot if I'm going for a one-to-watch card, because ultimately, yes, the team have to win, but it's down to his performances too. But he doesn't play that often.
So if Barcelona win the next 5 out of 10, will he get upgraded even if he didn't play?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's team-related, yeah. But then if he gets then his team of the weeks, then he gets the upgrades also. But if he's getting very low game time, odds are a lot.
Before we move away from Wants to Watch, a card that I'll definitely be getting, and we can all get him, good value, free, Richarlison, whatever. People have started calling him Richarlison. I don't know why, but one of the greatest houses in world football right now, it's got to be said, but good card. And again, Dylan and I were talking about it. Dylan used him in draft and liked him. I've used him quite a lot and liked him. 5-star weak foot. And I think that Antonio Conte has noticed that he's got that 5-star weak foot because he's been playing him out on the wing at Tottenham. So he probably is going to get a bit of playing time there. He's certainly, well, you'd expect that he's going to get the few upgrades from the World Cup playing with Brazil. And yeah, he's in objectives. You can grind him out. I don't think it's that difficult. I won't go into details about the requirements, but I'll certainly be doing him. What about you guys?
Yeah, I was going to throw us to Spice and say, if he was in the market, what would you be thinking kind of value-wise? Because he's 5-star weak foot, 4-star skills. He can play centre forward, left wing, striker. Surely that's a Brazilian premiership.
Yeah, he'd definitely be up there for me, at least. I mean, he's got the potential for multiple. Honestly, he could probably get all three upgrades possible, whether it's in-form, team, nation. And like you said, he's versatile. He can go into different positions. It's not like just your striker to cam. Like, he could play on a whole different side of the field. So I think that's huge. He'd be in a more expensive card. I can't pinpoint an exact price, but definitely, you know, he wouldn't be 10k. He'd be up there.
He's value for your time, because obviously all these objectives, and I always say to people that it's time based. Is it worth your time doing an objective versus is the car good or what it would be worth? And I think for him, and as Steve said, it's not the objective isn't overly difficult. I definitely think it's worth my time doing it.
I think what I like about these objectives is that most of the rewards that you get from playing foot, you're a hostage to fortune. And, you know, it depends what's in the packs, doesn't it? You know, whether you're happy or not with the reward that you've got for investing that amount of time, you never know. At least with these objectives, you know exactly what it is that you're getting at the end of it. You know what the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is, which isn't always the case, and I like that. I'll put a number on him. I'll say that if Richarlison was an SBC, I would pay somewhere around 60,000-70,000 coins, and I'd do the SBC.
I'm always suspect of objective 100%. Cards. I always think they, I don't know, I always think there's something with objective cards. They're a little bit, how many of them do you see in people's sort of, you know, mid to end teams as the game goes on? I did Dan James at the back end of 22 and he was terrible. Like, I just think they take 10% off them players somehow. I don't know. I'm a bit suspect.
It's an old conspiracy theory, isn't it?
I've got a cynic.
I am. I'm a cynic. I'm a negative guy.
Token miserable northerner. That's why we got you on here, Rob. Every podcast 100%. Needs.
I'm eating corned beef hash as we speak.
He actually is.
You are. He is. Yep. Not hot pot.
Well, yeah, hey, you know what?
I thought you'd be eating hot pot.
I'm too. The living crisis. It's too expensive and all that.
Dryside.
Yes.
Would you like to tell the listeners what you and I got up to in our spare time?
I'd like to know.
Well, I'm not going into detailed details, but
by the way, I mean the objectives.
Oh,
thing.
Right, that thing. But okay. Yeah, sorry, sorry. That's another conversation. Sorry, I completely lost myself there. Sorry. I'm gonna get myself back.
I'm so jealous.
Yes,
we can do it next time.
Thanks.
Rob. Don't worry. I've got a
spare slot. Yeah.
Steve said he would share, so I'm happy with that.
Brilliant.
We done the thing that's hidden away from a lot of people, and a lot of people don't know about it, especially at this time of the year, when if you're running an RTG, even if you're not running an RTG and you just really want packs, is a way of getting quick and easy packs is within the milestones. There's two objectives. There's ones for a bronze players and ones for silver players. So you run a bronze team and a silver team, which you can do against a friend, family member, whoever you want, your auntie, your uncle, your next door neighbor.
Or just some random Irish bloke that you know.
Or, that's why, that's the reason why Steve has me on here.
Need a token Irishman.
It's the only reason why I'm here.
I've got an RTG that I've got to do it with Rob as well. I've already offered to do it with you.
Okay, all right, well, let's do it. And the FIFA thing as well.
But yes, we you get involved, you can invite a friend, quick and easy. It's 15 goals with bronze player and silver in the two separate modes. It's then 10 goals, score your own. There's then you can just do 5 OGs in the other 5 matches.
You need to play 15 games, don't you, fundamentally? For
15
for the
games
bronze
is the
one,
essential.
15 for the silver one.
Yeah.
What we were doing was basically just taking it in turns. God,
I'm so aroused.
Carry on foot, isn't it? Yeah, we were taking it on turns, passing it around.
Jesus. This doesn't get any better, Steve.
No, we were taking it in turns, scoring a goal and quitting out of it in friendlies. Doesn't affect your record, and it's a really quick way of doing it. And what would you say? It took us about 3/4 of an hour for each one?
It took yours 3/4 of an hour, took mine 3 hours roughly. Because what Steve kept on doing, because there's two things. A, when I was doing it and I was letting my defense be like the rivers of Babylon, Steve was just running through, scoring, no bother. Whenever I done it and I had to get the goals, no, Steve gave back to his defenders. I was switching off because he was watching something else or doing something. So his defenders were just running, doing loop to loop to loop, step over, because he put his controller down. So I'm running about like a headless chicken, trying to get the ball off him to score a goal that would normally take 3 seconds, and it took me roughly a FIFA time, 10 to 15 minutes.
I'm not doing that with Steve, then.
All I'm going to say is that is not entirely true.
I'm not doing it with Steve.
Not entirely true. You'll be okay. I'll look after you. It took about 3/4 of an hour, and at the end of it, you get a 100K pack plus a rare players pack, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They're worth having. Obviously, the packs, you never know your luck. It's definitely a tip. And again, it's one of them things that not many people know about.
Oh, and also there's a caveat to that. When you are doing it, don't do it too long, just straight away. So you do like the first person, take a break, go and play another game mode, whether to go and do moments or do a friendly and come back in, or it'll kick you and you can't get back in for maybe 2 hours.
Yeah, if it's to stop coin farming. It's to stop bots playing games and backing out. If you play, you can only play a certain number of games within a certain amount of time. And if you go over that, and obviously by quitting out of them, if you're going to use that technique to get them packs, you will be playing a lot of games in a short space of time, and as Dryside said, it will kick.
What would you do if you were off FIFA for 2 hours? Would you have to, like, maybe go outside, or? I wouldn't. I don't want to think about it. I'm just asking.
I don't know. I can't. I've never thought about it, to be honest with you.
I'm not sure.
Just don't get that little
bump. I didn't go and watch TV. I didn't go and pick the dog.
No. Talk to your children and you. No.
I spoke to the parents the other day. They're actually all right.
You found out your mum doesn't work at Woolworths anymore.
Oh dear! Right, what else have we got? What else have we got to talk about, boys? Has anyone got anything
else?
It's
worth saying
that
now that we're on the topic of objectives, they actually came out with a once to watch warm up milestone, in which you can buy 3 players off the transfer list, score a goal and assist with each one, then win 3 separate matches while scoring a goal with a transfer market bought player, and you'll see yourself with a 50k pack and a 100k pack as well for about probably an hour's of work.
I doubled that up with a silver squad. There's an objective called Silver 74 in one of them, where you need a 74 rated silver car to score a load of goals, and I got that Bebe off the market and did that. So I did what you were saying there, Turtle, but I doubled it all up with Silver Stars or Silver whatever it's called, and yeah, there's more packs to be had, so it's worth combining it all into one. That's the only time I'll probably ever say anything useful about FIFA.
Especially at the start, it's worth doing because you got all these different milestones, might as well kick off your foot journey. Hopefully some good luck.
Yeah.
Phrases, work smarter, not harder.
Smart.
I hate to be cynical. It's not in my nature at all. But something about EA being this generous and giving out packs like that so easily, does it tell us something about pack weight?
Yeah, because when you open him and Pascal Seagon walks out, he was rated 52, then you...
Again. Yeah.
Then you...
I've been there.
Have we ever had so many promo packs at the start of a FIFA within the first 3 days? And there has been. Like there's like a starter pack, which is 2,000 FIFA points, is it? Or 100K. And it gets you pretty much, if you're just new to the game, it gets you started up. And then there's a mega pack, premium gold player pack as well. So there's been a lot of promo packs in a very short space of time. Whenever technically the official release was only a few days ago. That's a lot.
Some of these packs are weird too. I mean, they're selling untradeable packs, like an untradeable 25k pack for 20k. They had like the welcome backpack where half the stuff was loan. Like it's weird, but I don't know what to say about it. But everything they've given us, you know, like Steve, you're saying, a lot of big packs. They're all untradeable though.
Yep. We can't talk about weird packs, Spice, without mentioning the... Oh, God, I'm looking at it now. It's just the Bald X Bateson bundle. What the hell is going on there? 39,500 coins or 450 FIFA points gets you a Bald... I don't know if it's meant to be Bald times Bateson or Bald X Bateson. It just doesn't make any sense. But it'll buy you a home kit, Tifo, badge... and more related to everyone's favourite streamer, Bates.
I actually didn't see that because I'm blocked on Twitter, so that didn't even pop up in my foot store for me.
Isn't everybody?
That's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen, and I don't understand why. What's this thing of baldness? Like abusing his baldness? Is that acceptable now? Is that all right to do? I don't.
It's kind of it's hair shaming,
yeah,
isn't it?
I don't like it. I don't get it. I won't be buying it.
Right, okay. Let's risk it. We can always edit this out if it goes horribly wrong. What do you guys think about us having female referees in the game?
You're obsessed with this.
I'm not obsessed
with it. Some of them are really fit.
I'm just interested.
Some of them are very attractive. I like it. I tried to turn them off in settings, but...
As long as they make the right decisions, I don't care. If they don't, they can get back to the thing.
No.
Don't put that in.
That does not reflect the opinion of this podcast. Spice, say something sensible.
You know, it's a good thing to put in the game, but people are going to abuse it. I mean, people are going to see a woman's referee in there and they're gonna, you know, throw abuse at it. I mean, I guess for me, I'm a little more accustomed to it because in the United States, we have, you know, female referees in all our sports now. So I guess I'm a little more used to it. But I definitely, you know, playing on pro clubs or something, you're gonna be in a drop-in match and everyone's gonna be slinging shit at the female referees. Just like they would the male referees, though. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that you're right there, Spike. That's the key, I think.
It looks weird to an English audience because we don't see them, right? We don't see female referees on, you know, any televised game or anything.
See linos, don't we?
Yeah, there's one full-time referee. That's it. And there's one lines woman as well. But that's it.
There's been a few referees assistants, we should call them. That's why they changed the name, isn't it, from linesman.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's right as well, yes.
I'm so 90s, I just don't know.
I don't think, I've got no opinion on it really, it's neither good or bad, I just think it's a bit...
No.
It's jarring, probably, is the word I'd use. You're just sort of playing the game and then all of a sudden you notice like, oh, it's a woman. Okay.
Yeah.
And then off you go, you know. But I take Spice's point. I would imagine there'll be a lot of, they'll be the target of a lot of unkind words, I would imagine. Right, anyway, that went not too badly, actually, all things considered. Is there anything else anybody else would like to talk about or to bring up, or shall we wrap it up, fellas?
Yeah, that was good. It was, there's plenty in there, plenty of relevant information. Everything that's on the game now, everything that people need to know. I think it was good, really good.
Dryside, I didn't want an iTunes review. I just wanted to know if there was anything else that you wanted to bring up. Right, I've got one final question before we all go. We'll go round the horn, as the Americans like to say. Start with you, Dryside. What is the name of your foot team this year?
I changed it from the last 20 years of playing since...
I'm kind of scared to ask you, actually, based on your comment about the women's referee. Should I just go to Rob?
Jim McDonald's All-Stars.
Well, no. I'll tell you what, I haven't changed. I didn't change it. It's still Dryside. It's been like that since 2009. However, I told Steve I was gutted. I've always had the same badge because it's been my initials of a team that were in the Spanish second division. And this year, since 2009, how long ago is that? Anybody quick at maths?
13 years.
How long has that been? 13 years. 13 years, I've always had the same badge in FIFA and Ultimate Team. This year, they were relegated to the third division, which is no longer, it's never been in FIFA Ultimate Team. So I'm now in the search. I'm going to write a couple of maybe letters or emails to a lot of Spanish teams and see who maybe would become an affiliate with me. There's no longer the badge in the club now. So it's sad times at Dryside.
Wish I'd never asked. What about you, Rob?
I'm still rocking last year's, which is... I'm still rocking last year's, which is just Bielsa Ball from my love of Marcelo. But I'll probably think of something amazingly witty like Pork Veil or...
Let it go, Rob. Let it go. You've got to move on.
I can't. I love him.
I know it hurts.
I'm keeping it.
Spice?
For the eighth year running, we're rocking FC Potato.
Why?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Okay. Slobber knockers.
Is that yours? It's disgusting.
Do you know what a slobber knocker is? I bet Spice is the only one who knows what a slobber knocker is.
I'm thinking of things that I shouldn't be.
Rob, no. I've been playing Madden over the summer. And that's the name of my Madden team. And a slobber knocker is when a player gets absolutely whacked in a tackle and it knocks his slobber everywhere.
Whacked in the tackle?
Bit like when you see boxers getting punched in the jaw. Oh. And, you know, the slobber comes out of the mouth. And that
actually leads me nicely onto that story about me and you, the thing we've done last week.
No, right. You can find me on Twitter, at the Foot Coach. I'll be streaming shortly, but I'm not at the minute, so I won't tell you about that. Rob, where can they find you?
On the Rob on Twitch, on the Rob on Twitter, on the Rob 9 on TikTok if you are a child.
God. Well, you've got a fairly regular streaming schedule as well, haven't you?
I do.
So when can people find you?
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, about 9:30 onwards. And we talk shit and play FIFA.
Pretty accurate description. Toidle. Spice.
Toidle.
At FootSpice on Twitter, Spice on YouTube, and Spicy Turtle on TikTok. Hopefully Rob will be there to see it.
And I'm not going to give him an opportunity to talk again because I'm scared. You can follow the Irish guy on Twitter at Dryside Miami, right?
I think he's muted himself in disgust.
Right, well, that's a good place to wrap it all up. Perhaps we could get a celebrity to end the podcast. It'd be pretty cool if we could somehow get Harry Kane to wrap it all up. I wonder what the odds are.
Obviously, you know, you put me on the. You can't ask for my Harry Kane at that second's notice. I need to lubricate my mouth sufficiently. I need to practice. You know, give me some warning next week, and I'll do you a. Obviously, you know, we'll be doing a podcast, and I'll get ready for it.
You've given it away now, Rob. They're going to know that it's not Harry Kane. That it's well,
him. Yeah. I'll get a mask. Oh no, it's a podcast. Doesn't matter.
Oh God, that's the end. We're off. It'll take a week for us all to recover from this, but we will see you again next time. We won't. I've made the same gaffe as you. We won't see them again. It's a podcast. You'll hear us again. Who cares?
Bye.
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 The saddest thing I've ever heard. Goodbye.